Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
It's funny, these days, judgment often gets a bad word. In social media especially, it's like, hey, don't judge anybody, right? We kind of pass this around as, look, you know, you've committed the unpardonable sin, you've judged somebody. Well, listen, a lot of times judgment is completely misunderstood. Because here's the reality, if someone is unwise, if someone is foolish, if someone is reckless, we say that they have poor judgment. In other words, what we do is we basically judge them for their poor judgment. And that's not a good thing to have poor judgment. We would say that someone who has poor judgment is harming themselves or harming other people. And that by its very nature is not a good thing. And we as society, that's why we have laws. That's why we have judges. That's why we have rules. Because people who make poor judgment are harming others or themselves. And as a result, we as a society, we label and we judge. So isn't that interesting and somewhat paradoxical how everybody who says don't judge is actually judging somebody when they say that they are judging someone? In other words, folks, we couldn't even make one decision in our lives. You have a menu and you're making a judgment between steak and seafood. You are literally judging. Anytime we are going to cross a road in busy traffic, we're making what's called a judgment call. So judgment is part of who we are as humans. It's necessary. It's not a dirty word. In fact, we could not operate one single day. If your gas is low and you say, you know what, gee, I think I can get some more mileage out of it, you're judging. If you say, you know what, I need to go fill up, you're judging. So here's the point. Where is judgment toxic? I'll tell you where judgment is toxic. It's where people such as Jesus said to others, hey, he who is without sin cast the first stone, right? And don't judge lest you be judged. In other words, in a law between God and humanity, we are not supposed to set ourselves up as judge and jury in the relationship with God and our obedience and our sinfulness related to Him. In other words, there are contexts that are correct that we should not judge other people. You know, sometimes we see somebody maybe who is in an unfortunate situation. Maybe they're homeless. Maybe they're on the side of the road. And if somebody says, you know, they're just a drug addict. They're just an alcoholic. And that is judging someone. In other words, we have no basis, no context, no history whereby to make this pronouncement upon another person. In that situation, absolutely, we should not judge. In fact, the noble thing to do would be to help out that person, and that is a whole nother video that we don't have time to get into. But I just want to challenge all of us as a society, as humans, as entrepreneurs, as souls on fire, we need to really reevaluate, because sometimes, again, society just throws these little things at us, these platitudes, these statements, and as a result, we kind of shut down and we stop being discerning individuals. And in reality, that's why God gave us a mind, is to think, perceive, decide, judge, use logic. These are all things that need to happen if we are going to operate in a society. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Look at yourself today. Look at how you're using judgment. Maybe some of us need to step it up and we need to make better judgment in life. Maybe some of us need to judge more about what we're doing, discernment, and others of us may need to back off and stop looking at everybody else and judging them before we look in the mirror and judge ourselves. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.